following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Golic, you know what traveling and basketball and traveling for business both have in common?
Sure do. A lot of business travelers end up feeling penalized for something almost every time they travel.
Right, but La Quinta Inns and Suites gets that, so they take care of one big problem with the LQ Instant Hold mobile feature that lets you hold your hotel room on your mobile with just your phone number.
You mean no credit card, just a phone number?
That's exactly right.
That sounds like a slam dunk to me.
If Instant Hold sounds like a slam dunk to you, let La Quinta take care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold a room like never before at LQ.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug did a Damon Day with you on a Troutman's Tuesday trivia type of day. Mark Bauer is going to talk about the NCAA Wrestling Championships at the bottom of the hour. Stephen Bardo.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's just got to be the worst national championship site to choose from.
No,
get to go to Lake Erie.
There's a lot of
in mid March.
There's a lot of places.
That's awesome.
There's been some places that you went.
Yeah, right now Cleveland, Ohio, probably one of those
indoor track. Like, anywhere. Haven't they had to go to Idaho or North Dakota?
They got some interesting ones, but I just because of my local knowledge of the greater Cleveland metropolitan area, that one stinks, especially in March.
Just March. Stephen Bardo is going to join us from the Big Ten Network, former Fighting Illini. Talk Big Ten basketball tournament, all Big Ten team released yesterday. Stephen was on the bandwagon with John Beilein as the Coach of the Year. He gets it from the media. The coaches select Tim Miles of Nebraska. We'll also talk with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. They're on their way to Sioux City for the championships, the NAIA National Tournament, and we'll talk about that. And our state boys basketball preview will continue with Jay Stair of Overton. We'll talk about the Eagles. Nice baseball over the weekend for you there, pal.
Extraordinarily good weekend for the Lopers. Extraordinarily proud of my guys, you know, after going down to Southwest Baptist and playing less than inspired baseball to rebound the way they did this weekend against a Fort Hays State team that did make the playoffs last year. It was a very, very good weekend for us and extraordinarily proud of my guys for doing that. You know what? I got out of the way, actually, this weekend. It was one of those types of weekends where I didn't have to really do too much. They kind of took care of business on their own.
Well, that's good to know. You're supposed to play at home this weekend. It looks like we've got about 24 hours of crap weather here.
It was 85 yesterday. Yeah. It was a legit experience. And I'm
sweating and stuff?
Yeah, actually, you know, I had to drink two Diet Cokes yesterday. you know, because it was so warm out. So, but definitely excited for this weekend home opener. Central Missouri's coming into town, a predominant national powerhouse in collegiate Division II baseball. Been in the World Series, think double digit times, and have won it a few times as well. And so they're kind of that program that you strive to be like in the MIAA. And so we got them coming into our house for the first time, and it's the first time that we'll get to play at our place. And so. Very, very excited about. Hopefully the weather stays forecasted the way it is, and get our Friday starting at 3 p.m. up at Memorial Field.
Hope the wind's blowing out today for Hastings College and for Nebraska. Something tells me that maybe that Hastings thing might get postponed, but we'll see. Nebraska hosted Northern Colorado, but all the talk right now, this is amazing. This I check it up there, and I'm glad. But spring football did begin. And hardly any talk has been made of it because of what's going on in the state here with basketball. First, it was Creighton. Now it's the Huskers. And we welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio from the Big Ten Network, Stephen Bardo, former Illinois Fighting Illini. And, Stephen, hey, how about Big Red? It just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
Yeah, it's definitely the story of the year in the Big Ten, in my opinion. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to get out there in the fall practices and met with the team. And, you know, I said to the guys, you know, even though you're ranked last in the league, many think you're supposed to be pretty good, so make this trip worth my while. And boy, did they ever.
They made the trip. What did you see when you see this basketball team? Because a lot was made of it here over the weekend about, you know, Nebraska doesn't have a true point guard. They don't have a true big man. How are they? And on and on and on. How are they getting it done? You're a former player. You've analyzed this. You've been on both sides of the deal. How's Nebraska getting it done, or is this just something magic in the elixir?
Well, I think when you have a run like Nebraska's experiencing, you do have, there's a special chemistry going on. Guys have bought in, and I'll say, if I said it 10 times, I'll say it again. When Devereaux Biggs was released from the team, they came together. And I thought that was really going to hurt them because Biggs was one of the guys who could get his own shot off the bounce. And I believe at the time, he's the second leading scorer in the Big Ten off the bench. But once they let him go from the team really gelled, and they all got on the same page. And what I saw in the preseason was a team that they were raving about Pitchford and Petaway on the as they were sitting out, they would be on the scout teams, and they were raving about their work ethic. I saw how hard they were working. You know, you had Gallegos coming back as one of the leading 3-point shooters. You had Benny Parker and David Rivers come in as kind of glue guys, and Leslie Smith was a very capable front court player. So they had pieces. They just had to put it together. And it seemed like after they got blasted at Creighton and after they let go of Devereaux Biggs, it seemed like that brought them closer together, and they've just been on a really good run since.
Talk with Stephen Bardo of the Big Ten Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. Author of a couple of books. We talked about the Flying Illini about a month ago when we had Stephen on. And he's also got How to Make It to the League Without Picking Up the Rock, which is really kind of for junior high and high school youngsters to look at and get some tips from. But that latest book, The Flying Illini, talks about your 89 team and the magical run. Well, right now, Nebraska's on a magical run without even getting into the Big Ten or the NCAA tournament. What's your advice for these young guys that are on this team that are about ready to embark on something that they didn't think maybe was possible this year, even if it was in their college career?
I would tell them to stay off social media, because what's happening right now, everyone's patting them on their back when they go to class, every time they go to the grocery store. I mean, Lincoln, Nebraska, as before this basketball team became really good, Lincoln, Nebraska has always been, the Nebraska fans have been some of the better fans that you're going to see in college athletics. So the fan base has been waiting for a team like this on the basketball side to embrace. And so these guys are hearing how good they are from everyone, but they need to remember that game at Creighton. They need to remember how Michigan beat them soundly up in Ann Arbor. They need to remember that they're one game away, possibly, from not realizing a dream, and that's playing in the NCAA tournament. So if they can stay focused and stay committed to what got them to this point, which is very difficult to do when everyone's telling you how good you are, but if they can do that, they can make some. They can do some special things because they have the type of team. They showed me against Wisconsin that Tim Miles said, guys, we need to drive the ball to the rim against Wisconsin. You didn't see Nebraska shoot a lot of three-point shots. You saw them get to the rim and beat the hottest team in the Big Ten Conference up to that point. And with that win, to me, Nebraska is now the hottest team in the conference with a great opportunity to make a tremendous run in Indy and carry that momentum into the NCAA tournament.
As you bring up the tournament in Indianapolis, Nebraska's obviously the one that's kind of got the hot hand right now. Who else are some teams in the Big Ten that you think might make a run or might do some, may be a surprise in Indianapolis?
You know, I tell you what, Illinois has won four of their last five and three straight on the road. So they seem to be playing their best basketball right now. They'll be a dangerous out. That'll be a tough game for Indiana on Thursday. I also think Penn State, and not necessarily by the way that they're on a streak, but those guys are tough. They don't quit. They never give up. They've got guard play, which in a tournament situation, if DJ Newbill and Frazier can get hot, they're very difficult to stop, and they're just a tough team. They're very difficult to kind of figure out in games. They junk up games on the defensive end. They give you different looks. They do a lot of different things. And Pat Chambers, like Tim Miles, one of the emerging young coaches in the Big Ten. So I look at Illinois and Penn State as two teams that could really throw a monkey wrench in some of those upper echelon Big Ten teams.
Illinois has got the first game against Indiana, and we'll have most of the Big Ten tournament with our state boys basketball coverage as well this weekend here on ESPN. And it's interesting that you bring up Penn State because Minnesota is who they face in the first round, and Minnesota probably needs two wins to get into the NCAA tournament, meaning Penn State and then Wisconsin. Stephen Bardo with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stephen, what about Michigan State? That's all we seem to wonder. Will they be hitting their stride? It seems to me like they're the team that maybe needs this tournament the most of all the teams that are currently looking like they're going to go dancing.
You know, that's interesting. Bring up Michigan State because it's interesting. I've heard two schools of thought. I've heard from some of the national pundits that Michigan State showed the country enough in their loss at Ohio State that Appling is getting healthier, that they seem to be playing a lot better. They seem to be playing their style of basketball. Then on the other hand, I hear that, you know, maybe Coach Izzo should keep Appling out of the Big Ten Conference tournament. You know, you're talking about possibly two to three games in a very short amount of time, a lot of wear and tear on that injured wrist. You know, it's a team that seems to figure out a way in Michigan State. So there's two schools of thought. I happen to think that I would play Appling just to try to get as much cohesiveness as they can, as much momentum as they can going into the tournament. Because at this point, Michigan State, it doesn't matter what seed they are. Their most important thing is the health issue. And if they're healthy and they're cohesive, they can beat anybody in the country.
Steve, what about national picture here? I don't know. I think if you love basketball, everybody's watching more than just that. And I'll take Joe Lunardi. He's got Florida, Arizona, Wichita State, Villanova as his number one seeds. Who do you like nationally as we get ready for a Selection Sunday?
Well, if Joel Embiid was going to be healthy, I would say that Kansas would be a tough out. But it looks like he's got a stress fracture in his back, and that's going to keep him out of the Big 12 conference tournament and possibly the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. So without him, he takes care of a lot of problems on the back line for Kansas. Without him, I would have to look at Florida. This is a group that's been to three straight Elite Eight. They dominated what is a down SEC, but the SEC still has a Tennessee team that would be going dancing. LSU has a chance to go dancing. Of course, Kentucky. I like that Florida team. They're veteran. They're deep. They have great backcourt play in Scotty Wilbekin. So, Patrick Young up front, it's going to be hard for me. I would pick them in terms of a team that could probably cut down a net in Dallas.
All right, Stephen. Hey, we'll let you get back to work here. We're looking forward to a great Big Ten tournament and some outstanding basketball in Indianapolis. And enjoy the tournament. We'll catch up with you again.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
Take care, Stephen Bardot. Follow him on Twitter as well. And he has one of the simple ones. You just have to know his name, Stephen Bardot, at Stephen. That's S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Bardot, B-A-R-D-O, to follow the latest on Big Ten action, getting ready for the tournament. Nebraska is better than Indiana. What do you think about that?
I think it's a testament to what Coach Miles has done. I think it shows you the toughness of the Big Ten. I mean, Indiana was the darlings of them last year, and Tom Crean restoring the glory and all those types of things, and then they lose the two guys to the draft, and they got a younger crew that's going with, but they figured out a way to kind of get to an 8 seed in the Big Ten tournament, and you know, they're going to have to make a pretty decent run, if not win the whole thing, to kind of get in. And so, you know, but I think that shows you what Coach Miles has been able to do is to come in and without any history, without any banners to point to, use the new facility, not only the, you know, and the people make a big deal about Pinnacle Bank. You got to remember that they built a brand new practice facility Hendricks, as well. Yeah. So it's not just the new arena all of a sudden and that what they're doing too, but, you know, like he kind of had mentioned, you know, the dismissal of Darrell Biggs, that those are galvanizing moments. And we, as a coach, from a coaching standpoint, those are either break you and, you know, it kind of becomes a no-win situation and everybody's upset, or it becomes a glue that sticks the team together. And obviously they used it as a, you know, unifying type of thing for them to kind of build some momentum and do some things. But when you add new personnel, you can see what guys can do, and sometimes you just find out that you're a better mix of teams with that. And so I think definitely what Coach Miles has done this year is truly one of those amazing things this year in all of college basketball.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the Big Ten tournament plays out. You know, there'll be an upset somewhere along the way. There'll be somebody in the semifinals that probably shouldn't be there. Somebody from Thursday is what I mean. And I don't mean Ohio State, because I still get that feeling that a lot of people believe Ohio State is still really good, nationally ranked, and has a good chance of moving on. But, you know, you look at that Indiana-Illinois winner. Michigan doesn't have anything left to prove. They're not going to be a number one. They're going to be a 2-3, depending on what they do. They don't have to exert themselves in this tournament. And then, you know, that's why I look at that Indiana-Illinois winner. If you can get by Michigan, then you're going to get a Nebraska-Ohio State, and you got to feel good about that matchup as well. Maybe not so much for Indiana, but we'll see how it all plays out. And again, it begins Thursday morning at 11 here on ESPN Radio with the coverage of the Big Ten tournament. Don't forget, folks, it's getting that time of year where you're getting ready to get back out into the field. If you have not had your annual maintenance done on your T&L irrigation system, need to do it to assure yourself many more years of reliable irrigation. Scheduling that annual preventative maintenance program today will make sure that you get paid back this summer when the heat arrives. So call your independent T&L dealer. They'll thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. They're easier on you. For a lifetime, T&L Irrigation. Visit your local T&L dealer or go online at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation System, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Carrie Hofstetter, Hastings College Women's Basketball, Mark Bauer, UNK Wrestling, Jay Stair, Overton High School Hoops. It's all coming up.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape. I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
How can we set up a mobility solution quickly so we can work from anywhere? Hey, let's ask basketball legend Charles Barkley.
Mobility is the key to success. Keep the defense on their heels, then work the ball to the big man.
So you're saying we should implement a mobility solution from CDW? They'll configure the Lenovo X1 Carbon with the third generation Intel Core i7 processor so we can work right away.
You're just paraphrasing me.
CDW, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Barkley.
Him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it. It's
pull
good.
It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area today as we otherwise stay with cloudy skies developing, a chance for a few rain showers, mainly late, which could mix with a little wet snow in spots. Temperatures will stay falling off of around 40 early as north winds gust to 40. Right now it's 41.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
What introductory music is this?
That has been a debate on this show.
Is this an 8-track?
I don't know. Sometimes Jeff goes in and picks what he likes. Sometimes he'll pick stuff that he's never heard of, which is cool, because then that means we've heard of it. And then sometimes he just mixes it up. He picks like a country song and a rock song, and then...
You know, who sung that?
Well, I had to take a double take. Did you know this song, Jeffrey, or did you just pick it?
I picked it at random, but I had heard this song before. Yes, this would be Nelly Furtado.
Yeah,
she's most famous for the "I'm Like a Bird." Remember that song?
Yeah, Damon? And I love your take you to karaoke really soon here.
Okay, sounds good. I did not know that she sung any other song than that
like
one.
A Bird? Oh, you know the "Like a Bird."
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I didn't know she sang. You know how that goes. I think that was her only song.
It's a one-hit wonder weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend here on KJVD. The U.S. basketball writers, they've announced their all-district teams. Nebraska is in with such powerhouse states as North Dakota and South Dakota, and Iowa and Missouri and Oklahoma and Kansas. So the player of the year in the district, Doug McDermott. The coach of the year, Greg Marshall at Wichita State. And on the all-district team, Taran Pettaway of Nebraska, who's also first team all-Big Ten. Siobhan Shields was honorable mention. And as we said, Tim Miles and John Beilein were the coaches of the year, depending on which ballot you look at.
I think that's interesting that, you know, obviously Greg Marshall down at Wichita State, 34-0. How do you not kind of get a type of thing? But it is interesting how regionally and within leagues, you know, is Wichita State for real? I mean, they could not, for their sake, they did not have a worse time for Creighton to leave the conference. Or if you look at it the other way, it was the best time for Creighton to leave the Missouri Valley Conference from that standpoint of no one was left. You know, no one was left for them, for Wichita State to have to be. I mean, how good would those two matchups have been during the regular season to see a Wichita State team play a Creighton team? But that's the one, that's the X factor when you talk about Wichita State and their coach getting coach of the year and being 34-0. And obviously we were in Kansas all weekend, so that's all we heard about was Wichita State. I found it to be just a what if, a very cool what if in college athletics if Creighton still would have been in the Mo Valley. How big of a ticket that would have been in Omaha or even down in Wichita to see them actually take on some. Because that's what stinks about their 34-0 is they haven't played anybody. I mean, when you look at
the
their...
The Mo Valley's down.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
And what, Tennessee is their biggest non-conference win? So
St. Louis.
Yeah, they're 10th. No. But so I found that to be a very interesting side note to this whole talk, because the Missouri Valley Conference tournament's already over. Most of the mid-majors already were going this weekend up against the women's final, you know, the women's conference tournament weekend for the bigger conferences. And so, obviously, next weekend with it being Selection Sunday. But Wichita State is the one that I find, you know, what's a bigger deal? Like, when you mention that district, is Nebraska getting in a bigger story, or is the fact that Wichita State is 34-0 a bigger story? Obviously, in Nebraska, it is that Nebraska is going to get a chance to go to the dance. But from that district in the surrounding areas, which is a bigger story?
Creighton.
Is Creighton season a bigger story than Nebraska season?
No.
Or
no.
Is this one of those
Doug
things
McDermott,
that
Doug McDermott, huge story. There's no need. Here's the deal, because this is what will happen. There's no need to just, you know, what's a bigger deal. You know what? What Doug McDermott has done is once in a lifetime. It is, because the stats prove that out. And what Nebraska has done is, unfortunately, I think a generation is now described as, what, 20 years? So this is basically once in a generation. This generation is getting its first taste of Nebraska basketball. And the good thing is the young kids will think it's cool. They don't know any different. If you're 5, 6, 7, 8, you see them jumping up and down at the games. Hey, Nebraska's winning. Whoa, they're great. One thing I also noticed, and I made this comment while we were at the game on Sunday, I didn't see anybody, and they may be out there, but I didn't see anybody wearing basketball jerseys, like a Teran Petaway jersey or anything.
Oh, no.
They all had to wear, they had to bring out their football jerseys or just normal. And there are Nebraska basketball T-shirts and things like that. But guess what will be on the rack? I can't believe it's not already. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked, which was the most impressive showing in hoops this weekend? 71% said Nebraska upsetting Wisconsin to clinch the 4 seed and a bye in the Big Ten tournament. 21% said the career-high 45 points from Doug McDermott on senior night going over 3,000. 8% said Nebraska women winning their first ever conference championship. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today, and you can vote anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which local boys team has the best chance to bring home a state basketball title? A little different than last week. We've got a lot of the teams that are on the what you would consider underdog side of the bracket, but we did list 8 of them, and that includes Donovan Trumbull, who has the best seed at number 2, Elm Creek, Overton, Southern Valley, Sutton, and then you've got 3 8 seeds, Northwest, Kearney Catholic, Elwood, and you know, out of those, I think Kearney Catholic has the best chance as an 8 seed, because they've got a little something going on right now, and SCOTUS probably matches up a little bit better for them. I think Donovan Trumbull is going to want everything that Sutton has to bring. They're going to be ready for him this time. Southern Valley, they are the defending state champions, and I think they have problems with certain types of teams. I have a sneaky suspicion that they're going to be pretty darn good. I think Southern Valley has a chance to get there. But I'm going to go with, and not just because we're going to have Jay Stare on a little bit later on the show, but I think Elm Creek and Overton actually have the best chances. And it's a coin flip. Overton won the last time. So that's where I'm going right now. And you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Did you want to throw a vote in there?
I vote for Kearney Catholic.
That a boy. You homer. You're such a
homer. Darn right.
You probably don't have anybody on the baseball team from any of the other schools, do you?
No.
Yeah, so that would do it. Well, they're on their way to the NAIA National Tournament, where they'll play Union Kentucky tomorrow at 5:15. And Hastings women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just driving here, trying not to blow over on the way to Sioux City.
Where are you right now? Because we like to move the bus along our little map here. Where are you at right now?
We're just north of Seresco, Nebraska.
Well, you're going to stop at Ernie's and get some furniture?
We may.
Well, you know, and besides, my bad. Let me start this over again. We welcome to the show the GPAC Coach of the Year, Kerry Hofstetter. Coach, when you have the co, like we talked about last time, when 4 teams tied for the conference championship, I guess the coach of the year maybe is supposed to go to the one that does a lot with maybe what the coach is considered the least, but you place 2 girls on the first team, Laurel's on the second team, Frankie's honorable mention. You had some talent. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was just developing some depth this year that really got you guys over the hump and kept you going.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, you know, it helps when you got, you know, 11, 12 kids you can play and you feel comfortable playing. And then, you know, our returners, they got better, you know. Frankie, Laurel, Sierra, Cammy, Hallie, Abby Jackson, all those kids stuck around this summer and worked really hard to get better at skill stuff and just playing together. And then, you know, you throw in Jamie Van Kirk and a couple of other new kids, and I think maybe we were better than some coaches thought we might be. I was joking and said they probably just voted me Coach of the Year because they felt bad that they picked a sixth in the conference preseason. So it's definitely a huge stride made this year by our team.
Kerry, you win a game of the conference tournament. There were some close games on both the men's and women's side. You fall in the second game in the semifinals. Talk about the team's play in that game, what you had to work on since your last game, which now has been over a week ago.
Sure, yeah. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well. We actually didn't score until about 9 minutes and 47 seconds left on the clock in the first half. So we went 0-for-13 from the field to start the game, and you know, that just kind of set the tone for us offensively. We struggled, and defensively, we've guarded well enough to stay in the game. We probably fouled a few too many times. I think they shot 42 free throws to our 16. So, you know, free throws and just not getting off to a very good start in the first half offensively, which was probably the key to that loss. Since then, we've just been working hard in practice, working on some things offensively, especially against some zone looks that we might see at the tournament, and then also just kind of refining, you know, fundamental stuff that you don't always have time to work on while you're getting ready for games at the end of the season.
Coach, you take on Union out of Kentucky on Thursday at, on Wednesday at 5:15. Uh-huh. What do you know about them?
You know, we've seen some film on them. Sometimes it's hard to tell. We don't have any common opponents or anything like that, but, they run the ball well. They push the ball in transition, and their point guard is really good at dictating their pace. I think she's their all-time assist leader there. So, great passer. She's a good scorer, and then they have a nice post player and a couple guards that can really shoot it. So, I think it looks like a pretty good matchup for us, just player-wise and matchups. I think they're talented and they're hungry for a win at the national tournament. They've been there, I think, 4 years and haven't gotten past that first round. So I think they'll be ready to go.
Are you satisfied? Are you happy with your overall bracket? I know sometimes coaches get worried of getting into the bracket of death or something. the overloaded one. Do you feel comfortable with where you were placed in the bracket?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you guys know it's about matchups, and honestly, there's a couple teams in our bracket that I'm not sure how we match up. I haven't seen them yet this year. You know, the other thing is you're going to have to beat good teams to win the whole thing anyway. So, you know, that doesn't bother me either. I think, you know, we play a tough GPAC schedule, and that prepares us well. And the other thing is we get to play on Wednesday at a really good time. So to me, that's worth a lot, you know, to be able to play on Wednesday and have Thursday to rest if you make it to that Friday game.
We're talking with Kerry Hofstra for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, full healthy, everything's good on your end?
Yeah, our kids are healthy and excited to be back to the national tournament. You know, we talk about, we've talked for all season long that this is where we wanted to be and not just to make it, but to make a run at it. So they're excited, and everybody's ready to go.
Well, Kerry, we hope you have a long run. We're going to get Mikey up. We're going to get Mikey up there to call some ball games for you as well. So let's keep this up, and I want to be able to talk to you next week when you guys are still in the tournament. Okay.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, take care, girl.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
She's the GPAC Coach of the Year, Kerry Hofstetter of Hastings College.
How does it feel to be a 2 seed? From Concordia in Nebraska, and you get to play the 8:30 a.m. game at the national tournament.
They run those puppies through too.
I mean,
You think you get pushed off the court at state basketball? I mean, that ball's going through the hoop. Get your butt out of the way.
But a game for the 2 seed? I mean, I understand if you're gonna, you know,
just
if it's gonna be a 4 versus 5 or
just in that bracket.
I mean, that's one of those. When do you have pre-eat meal? What, 5:30?
Well, that wouldn't be any problem for you.
No, well, not for me, Satan. But I'm not Satan. But.
Get him up at 5 in the morning to practice, although today that probably would have been a good idea. I was going to tell Carrie that the wind was blowing 32 out of the northeast currently at Ceresco, gusting to 49 as they're going north, 45 degrees. There's also strong winds may cause power outages.
Do you know how – I know it was nice here because when we got into town yesterday, this town was on fire. There was people everywhere. There was people just sitting. There was just people just sitting outside doing nothing, just staring at the sun.
If you keep rubbing this in, I will be forced to thrash you.
I know, but I'm just saying people were just staring at the sun like, what is that beam of light in the sky? And what is this warmth that we are feeling? It was 85 in Hayes, and it was – oh – it was. And someone was like, "Man, it's really hot." We almost had words for that individual who was already discussing that it's too hot. But man, alive.
We'll find out. We'll find out. We'll hopefully get that a little bit later. I've been stuck in gyms, which is great, and that's where Mark Bauer usually is in the darkness. Are we ever going to put any windows in that thing? How do we drill that wall out to get a window in that wrestling room, Coach?
Basically just have to move to a new location.
Well, hey, the money that national championship wrestling program is bringing in, that's got to be on the budget here. I know you've got things to do, so we'll get right after it. We're talking with Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, getting ready to depart tomorrow for Cleveland, as Damon Day says, lovely Cleveland, for the Division II national championships. I want to get right to the elephant in the room here, Coach. You're coming out of the region, you won the region, but you've only got 6 kids that are going to nationals, which you can tell me how many years it's been since it's been that few. Is it enough, no matter how good these guys do, to three-peat?
You know, great question. I've had some people ask me that, and honestly, the answer is yes. It is enough, and I know Notre Dame's got 9 kids there, and honestly, if you were to ask me, on any given day, I would tell you that, yes, 6 is enough if everything goes right. But I really believe this is Notre Dame's tournament to lose. If you look at the brackets, which came out last Monday, you know, they've got 6 kids that I think should All-American. But at the same token, you know, last year I think there were 12 returning All-Americans and like 6 finalists that did not even place. You just never know what's going to happen at the national tournament. You know, the pressure is on, it's on the line. And guys have to step up to that challenge, and a lot of times it just doesn't happen. They freeze up, they don't perform like they want to, they choke, whatever it is, and again, it's a national tournament, so I'm confident where we're at right now. You know, I think the battle is going to be more for who's going to bring home a trophy than it is going to who's going to win the national championship, honestly, because again, like I said, I really believe it's Notre Dame's tournament to lose. Now, 2, 3, 4, the top 4 teams get to bring home some hardware. But if you look at the next 5 teams, they all have anywhere from 6 to 8 guys that have qualified, but every one of those teams have what I would consider 4 horses in the stable. I mean, 4 guys that honestly should do very well. Then it becomes those other 2 guys. What do they do? And, you know, we've got a couple of those guys just like we've got, you know, 4 horses in the stable. I don't know how they're going to perform, and that's just it. They just need to step out and perform. So it'll be interesting. We're excited with what we've got going. Obviously, we'd love to have gotten a couple more in there. Actually, it'd been nice to have all 10, but we have what we have, and we're going to go with it.
A wrestling coach wanting to take his whole team. There is a new concept with Mark Bauer here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, of those 6, you've got 2 number 1 ranked wrestlers, and then you've got 2 of your wrestlers that have drawn the number 1 ranked wrestler in the first round. I mean, yes, we can talk about ways to upset these kids, but if you lose to the number 1 kid in the first round, this is where we're talking about getting some points on the backside here. That seems to be where, if you guys are going to hang around, where you're going to have to get some points.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, if you look at the 141-pound bracket, you know, Brock Tutu got 3rd in the nation for us last year. He's a senior this year. He wasn't even ranked last year going into the national tournament. Finished 3rd in our region and then finished 3rd at the national tournament. Scored 12.5 points for our team. So, you know, came out of nowhere. But bottom line, he performed very well at a very high level. And again, you know, I call those kids gamers. You know, when the spotlight's on them and it's time to go out and perform, sometimes those kids can step up to the challenge. So, but he did. He drew the number 1 kid in the nation. We've wrestled him twice. Last year at the national tournament, we lost by 1 point to him. And in our duel this year, at their place in altitude. We lost to him by 2 points. Is he beatable? Yes. We just can't give up early takedowns and you know, cheap little points here and there, and that's really how we lost to this young man. So I hope we're going to have a great match, obviously. But if you look at that bracket also, on the other side, Notre Dame's kid, Maurice Miller, who's ranked in the top three, he has drawn Newberry's two-time national runner-up first round. I mean, that's a huge matchup right there, because if whoever wins that match is most likely going to make it to the final. So, you know, I'm rooting for Newberry there, and obviously I'm rooting for us on the other side. So, but you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And you know, when given that challenge, you know, sometimes those guys that are number one in the nation, they kind of tend to overlook kids. So we're not going to overlook anybody, and that's really going to be our focus. Just go out and put it on the line.
Coach Damon Day here. You're the head coach of the best wrestling program in the country. What's your pitfall? What are you looking at? What are you concerned about? What is the thing about going to this national tournament that when you start to see kind of get sideways, you're like, uh-oh, this is, from your experience, what are those things that you look for?
You know, I try not to look at what if the bad things happen to us. I really try not to focus on that. And really my goal with the team is we stay together, we get there early, we stay relaxed. You know, I want to kind of get them in that groove, and that's really kind of, where's the pitfall? When they're not in that groove, when they're not in the zone, when those guys go out and they're not performing at the level we need them to when they step out on the mat, then all of a sudden as a coaching staff, we're sitting back going, oh my gosh, what do we do? What, you know, what's gone on? You know, I have a couple of concerns right now. Our 41-pounder Brock Tutu was sick all last week. You know, that's a little bit of concern of mine. But again, also, he's the type of kid when it's time to put on a show, he can do it. So I'm trying to stay positive about that. Our 84-pounder Mark Fiala, his high school coach, was in a workplace accident this last week and died of a brain aneurysm, and he's 39 years old. And Mark actually went back to Seward yesterday to meet with the family and stuff. And again, you know, it could be something that motivates him. On the other hand, it could be something that he's dwelling on and harping on, and I don't know how those things are going to affect him. But, you know, I sit there and I can say the what ifs and what we're concerned about and what the pitfalls might be, but you know what? Every other team's dealing with the same thing we are. So my whole thing is I really want to make sure we're doing everything we can as a coach and staff to prepare these guys and again, keep that anxiety down and know that they have already gone out and competed against competition that's way tougher than this. And they know that. So I'm just hoping we get there and they can turn it on like we want them to.
Yeah, Jeremy, is it Shep? Is that the correct way to pronounce that?
Yes, it is. Correct, Shep. Yep.
Yeah, he left the family behind just a freak accident that happened last week while they're clearing trees in Seward, and one of the branches fell on him just right. And I guess I don't know him personally, but must have been a great guy. So hopefully Mark can make it through that as well. Coach, before we let you go here, you make the travels out there. You go to Cleveland. I don't think of Cleveland as a wrestling hotbed. And atmosphere sometimes does make a difference, but Notre Dame of Ohio can travel there a little bit better than maybe Kearney, Nebraska can. Could that make a difference?
No, anything can make a difference, honestly. And, yeah, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, here we come. Actually, Coach Day, your brother Daniel, I believe, sent me an email last night. So he's just letting me know that he'd be walking the beat and watching out for us. So, like you said, I think if we're looking for a 6'8 police officer walking around, we'll find him. So, anyway, I'm glad to know we got somebody there on our side.
he is going to go. He's all pumped. He's got his. It's going to be Loper baseball stuff, but he's all pumped to go to these matches.
I'll make sure I take him a T-shirt. What's he wear? Triple X.
He's 6'8", three bills, so he's a big cat.
He's a
so
big boy.
I'd probably say 2X, yeah. Just because you don't want to offend him.
Yeah, go
okay,
three.
Okay, there you go. No, honestly, I will tell you this. A lot of people have talked to us about hosting the national championships. I love hosting the national championships here in Kearney. What a great opportunity for us to highlight our city and our community, our campus. I love doing that. But as you all know, we have never, ever really performed very well when we've hosted the national championships. And Notre Dame's right there at home. You know, it's a little bit different when you're right there at home. You don't have all the kids in the hotel. You're not traveling like you're used to. And so really it kind of takes your team out of that routine. And I kind of joke about it now, and my joke may eventually become reality that, you know, we host again. I'm putting our guys in a hotel, and the problem is that their family comes into town. They want to take them out, and they want to go talk to them and meet with them and stuff, which is wonderful. But really, I think it takes them out of their routine a little bit. So again, I'm hoping, you know, Notre Dame being from right there in Cleveland, I hope it takes them out of their routine a little bit. So.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to it, get prepared, head on out there, and hopefully we got some really cool stuff to chat about on St. Patrick's Day when you guys are heading back this way.
I look forward to it. Thanks again, you guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Mark. Mark Bauer, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And again, it's just one of those things that is a true national champion going to be decided here because of the setup of the regionals and the NCAA. I find it hard to believe that each region can be a little bit different, and that UNK in most sports seems to find the toughest one, volleyball, wrestling, down the stretch as well.
Well, you know what the acronym for NCAA is?
No clue at all.
Back with
that's
more.
Your explanation of the NCAA.
That is so great. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Jay Stair going to join us. And don't forget, folks, if you're ready to hit head for lunch, grab something quick, in and out. Big Daly's Deli is located on top of the hill, Kearney, and two locations in Hastings downtown and by Duncan Field. Always keep that in the back of your mind when you're attending some Hastings College or Hastings Legion baseball. Big Daly's Deli has a bazillion sandwiches to choose from. You get different bread, different cheeses, different toppings, different sauces. Put it together as a combo meal. It's so, so good for you. It's only the best, and it's at Big Daly's Deli, two locations in Hastings and Kearney.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's The Herd. Do you know somebody celebrating a birthday? Give a gift that's fun, impressive, memorable, like the birthday flower cake. Only available from 1-800-Flowers.com. It looks like a real cake. I'm not kidding. But it's actually handcrafted from fresh flowers. It even comes with candles, and it's delivered in a cake box. It's one of the 1-800-Flowers.com's most popular gifts. We've got one on our table now. And because you're a listener, 1-800-Flowers has a special offer, a free upgrade. If you order a large birthday flower cake for the price of a small, it's only going to be $29.99 right now. That's it. Plus, it's available for same-day delivery, and it's backed by their 100% smile guarantee. So if you want a free upgrade on the birthday flower cake, there's something else, and other great offers. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device, click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area today as we otherwise stay with cloudy skies developing a chance for a few rain showers, mainly late, which could mix with a little wet snow in spots. Temperatures will stay falling off of around 40 early as north winds gust to 40. Right now it's 41.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now. Because I'm on my way. I can feel my ring coming. It's the blood of a champion.
Mike and Danny Show back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. This is better than Nelly.
Yes.
Cortado, not
this,
Nelly.
This
was that Nelly
this
as well?
Is getting you rolling.
Did I miss the theme? Is it going to be all Nelly? I don't know any other Nellies. We got Nelly Furtado and just flat Nelly. Are there other Nellies?
This one gets your head bobbing. I like this one.
Jay Stair always worried about what he's going to be.
It's championship
fired.
Week, baby.
He's worried about his fire up music, and he is the head coach of the Overton Eagles. Joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day, as we continue our state basketball preview. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just listening to a little Johnny Cash, you know, trying to get ready for the game, getting all pumped up and ready to go. So
that is so awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Well, Coach, first off, congratulations on the great year, and let's go to the rematch for the third time with Elm Creek, who had clipped you twice this year in pretty good basketball games, and you got out early and really controlled this one. What was the difference?
Well, I think from the third game, from the second game, was more of defensive positioning. We were all out of sorts in the FKC championship game. We just didn't do a very good job of being where we needed to be, and they took advantage of that. And, you know, it wasn't that they played outstanding. They just did fundamental basketball, and they made us pay for it. And I think the third game, we were where we wanted to be, and I think it was a little bit different for them seeing us where we were at. You know, we did a decent job on the Johnson kid, who I think is a really outstanding point guard around this area, and we forced him to actually shoot the ball a little bit more rather than trying to get to the hole like he was capable of doing the first couple games, and I thought we did a real good job on the Crowley kid. We were out on their shooters when they were shooting, making them shooting over the top of us. Barling still had a pretty good game. He's just a big kid to handle, but he was aggressive. But I thought all in all, team defense was probably the biggest turnaround from the previous games, and I think it led to some baskets for us and helped us just kind of contain that lead up where it needed to be.
Coach Damon Day here. What's the thing you look forward to the most about getting to Lincoln? I mean, it's such a process to get there. You've worked so hard. Your kids have worked so hard. What's the thing that most excites you as a coach to get all the way down to Lincoln?
Well, I think mainly it's just the process of getting down there. You know, basketball, just like anything, it's a long season, and the process of getting down there is And it's an enjoying process, seeing the kids grow as basketball players throughout the year and getting better. And I think we were able to kind of take that next step and see us get a little bit better toward the end of the year and start playing basketball like these kids are capable of playing. And it's an enjoyment for myself, and I know for my assistant, just to see that those kids actually can play to the ability that they're capable of and not kind of play down and just kind of go through the motions, and being able to make it down to Lincoln. It's just, it's a testament on how hard the kids have worked all season long. And, you know, hopefully they can take what they've done the last couple games and continue to go down there, because it's, you know, if any team is down in Lincoln, they're a very good basketball team, whoever makes it down there, and they're doing the things right that gets them down there. And if they can continue to do that for any coach and any team, it's definitely a enjoyment type of thing. And hopefully, you know, our guys can look at it at that aspect and just continue to play well.
Overton is 22-4 on the season. We're talking with Coach Jay Stair. Since they lost two games in the holiday tournament to good teams. One was a C1 school in Centura that was just a 2-point game. The only loss they have is the 2 to Elm Creek, and they've beaten state tournament teams like North Platte, St. Pat's, like Kearney Catholic, like Sutton. They got a win over a Gibbon team that's good enough to be at the state tournament. Coach, what happened after that holiday tournament? Can you take us back to that time?
Well, it was a long time ago, and you don't necessarily want to remember that. You know, we played a very good Spalding Academy team that obviously is qualified for the D2 tournament. I think they're a very good basketball team. And, you know, we were down in that game and came back on them and made it a game. The Centura game was just kind of, you know, we nothing against Ventura. Their record doesn't speak on what the ability that they had. We just didn't show up for two or three of those quarters, and they took it to us. And they play, you know, they play teams like us all the time. They play good quality competition in C1, especially in the Lou Platte, and we weren't anything different than they've seen. And after that loss, we kind of took a look at each other and just said, you know, we can't keep surviving like this. We got to make adjustments. You guys have got to be able to, you know, play the game entirely. And you mentioned some of the good wins that we had. I think the St. Pat's win, the Gibbon win, and the Sutton win for us, you know, those were more of complete games in the aspect that we played the entire game, I think, how we needed to play. You know, the other games, even the Kearney Catholic game, we won against Kearney Catholic the first half of that game. It's not that we didn't play good. They just, you know, they punched us in the mouth pretty good, and we took a while for us to just kind of come to our bearings. In the second half, we were able to come back and kind of do what they were doing to us in the first half and do that to them in the second half. And when the kids are able to play the whole game consistently like they need to do, I think that was the main thing we tried to get across to those kids after the holiday tournament. And for the most part, I think they've done a good job of that.
Jay Stair with us for just another moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on Lourdes Central Catholic in the state tournament. Before we get your scouting report on them, though, tell me the development, because Tanner Ryan, when he plays and when he is on his game, he's as good as anybody there is around, and it seems to me like he has now reached consistency, which I know as he's gone through his high school career was a little up and down. Do you agree with that statement, and what has kept him consistent here the second half of the year?
Well, I think, yeah, I would agree with that. I think Tanner puts a lot of pressure on himself to try to do well, and he wants to be the best basketball player that he can be. When we play teams, I think he wants to go into those games as thinking that, you know, he wants to be the best basketball player on the floor, and that just puts a lot of added pressure on him. And I think that he's kind of let go of that a little bit. I think he's starting to trust his teammates a little bit more, and that just, to me, makes us a better basketball team, because he's able to, you know, allow some things to happen that in previous times or before the game or at the beginning of the season or even last year that he would try to take upon himself to try to do too much sometimes. And I think the consistency is that trust that he's building with the teammates that he has is, you know, these guys are pretty good basketball players too, and, you know, maybe I don't need to do quite as bit as I think I need to. And with that, it's allowed him to relax a little bit more, do a few more different things. You know, he's not just a scorer. He is a pretty good defender when he wants to play defense too. And that just makes us a whole better team when he does that.
Coach, Lourdes Central Catholic, your opponent in round number one, what are you looking for them to do?
Well, they're obviously, like I said before, any team that's down there is more than qualified to be down there. They're 20-6. Their losses are to teams that are either down at state or just very good basketball teams. I know they've lost to Archbishop Bergen in overtime. They lost to a Fall City Sacred Heart team, but they also beat them. They lost to a Fall City Class C1 team that's there. They've lost to a Class B or Class A quality team out of Iowa. You know, they're a very good basketball team across the board. They can get you in a lot of ways defensively. They change it up. They play zones. They'll play a 1-3-1, 2-3, like a 1-1-3 hybrid of a 2-3 zone. They'll play you man. They'll pressure you. You know, it just kind of depends on what they feel that they can, you know, take advantage of. And offensively, they're very consistent. They've got good shooters. They got guys who can penetrate the basketball very well. They got a big kid inside that, you know, obviously having a 6'7" kid, and especially in D1 basketball, it's something that you don't see that often. You might see some 6'5" kids, possibly a 6'6" kid, but, you know, just seeing that 6'7" kid, he can alter shots at times. against kids and whatnot, but they're well coached. They do things very well. They like to get out and run. It's a matchup that I think is good for us, but it's also a matchup that could be very difficult for us, just with the quality of players that they have. And I'm looking forward to seeing what our kids will do against them.
They got some really good Irish, Polish, Czech names too that we get to learn. So that's going to be a lot of fun. 3:45 coming up for Overton, and they'll be playing at Lincoln East, and we'll have that game on Classic Hits 98.9. And Jay, I'm sure that you're bummed that Kimball is playing at the exact same time.
Yeah, that's too bad. My father is going to have to flip a coin, I guess. But you know what? If he's there, he's there. If he's at the hometown cheering those guys on, he's there too. But you know, it's dad likes going to the games, and if go Big Red, hopefully they can continue to win some games down there. It's, you know, they don't have a lot of success down the state. They've been down there last year. I know they got to the semifinals and whatnot, but it'd be nice to see them kind of, for the boys in that matter. I can't remember if they've ever even been to a finals. I know they've been in the semifinals a few times, but if they can get going, it'd be nice to see that.
All right, buddy. Well, I know if Dad's at the Kimball game, it's only because he's expecting you to be playing on Friday.
Well, Dad's got a lot of confidence, and sometimes he doesn't know what he thinks he knows. So hopefully we can continue to get there, and he can come watch us play.
Jay, have a great weekend. Let's play three, all right?
All right, man. Thanks, Doug.
Take care. Jay Stair, head coach of the Overton Eagles. Of course, his dad, Hall of Famer Keith Stair, has been at a couple of different stops, but long time out at Kimball, and we've got to see them. They've got a great player in Dom there, and Overton's got some great players as well. Love to see an Overton-Elm Creek final, but this is a tough D1 field. Tough. You know what else is? Go ahead.
Unfortunately, I don't know enough.
I know you don't.
About the.
I wish you'd come down, but you're busy playing baseball.
Yeah, that's true. And
if it was a blizzard, I'd take you with me.
There you go. I could be your color man.
But it's not going to be.
No, it's going to be 60.
It's going to be awesome. Midway Auto Dealerships, they are tough with everything that they take care of. They are not tough on the customer, though, because they want you to be satisfied so you keep coming back, and taking care of business is what they do. Whether it's just servicing your current vehicle, even if you didn't buy it at Midway, maybe you've moved into the area here and need your car serviced, need an oil change. They'll get that oil change 30 minutes or less, and when it's time to get the new or pre-owned certified vehicle, Midway is there for you. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can visit them online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way, and we'll be back with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Go, look, you know what traveling and basketball and traveling for business both have in common?
Sure do. A lot of business travelers end up feeling penalized for something almost every time they travel.
Right, but La Quinta Inns and Suites gets that, so they take care of one big problem with the LQ Instant Hold mobile feature that lets you hold your hotel room on your mobile with just your phone number.
You mean no credit card, just a phone number?
That's exactly right.
That sounds like a slam dunk to me.
If Instant Hold sounds like a slam dunk to you, let La Quinta take care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold a room like never before at LQ.com.
You're in the military, and that means you can do 100 more push-ups than we can. So for that, and everything else you do 100 times better, enjoy a $100 credit when you activate a new qualified line of service available on the AT&T Mobile Share Value Plan. To learn more, go to att.com/military savings.
Credit offer ends March 31st, 2014. Activate new qualified wireless line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Visit att.com/100credit for full requirements. Eligibility requirements and other charges and restrictions apply.
From March 8th through Selection Sunday on March 16th, Westwood One is your home for Conference Championship Week. We've got championship action from the Pac-12, the Big East, the SEC, the Atlantic 10, and a whole lot more. Who will get the automatic bids to the tournament? Who will be this year's Cinderella? Tune in to find out. If it's Conference Championship Week, it's right here.
Tonight, Robert Morris takes on Mount St. Mary's at 6, Gonzaga and BYU at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area today as we otherwise stay with cloudy skies developing a chance for a few rain showers, mainly late, which could mix with a little wet snow in spots. Temperatures will stay falling off of around 40 early as north winds gust to 40. Right now it's 41.
That is not Nelly. Is there a guy named Nelly in Rascal Flatts?
This is the theme song to Cars.
Well, yeah.
The movie Cars.
Yeah.
No Nelly in Cars. You've seen Cars?
I have not seen it all the way through. No,
you would enjoy.
I don't have.
You would enjoy. You know. 1 and 2.
Cars is good.
I watched Hunger Games. Yeah, Hunger Games 2 yesterday on the bus.
Uh huh. No.
I don't get it. I think I need to watch the first one, which the guy said that we watched on the bus last year, which I don't remember anything about it. But I do have to say that the people in the movie are awful creepy to watch if you haven't seen it. Have you seen?
No, God, no. 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 I mean, if Roadhouse is on, I'll watch that.
A little Swayze.
Rocky was on for a couple of days. Godfather was on. Give me some AMC marathon.
Okay.
Yeah.
No modern flicks that catch your eye?
How you doing, mijo? You want to fight? No. Who's got time? I mean, I'm like you. Come on. I mean, yeah, I should go to more movies. It would probably help things out.
You know, you're talking about theme songs. You know, what would be your...
Oh, my God.
What would be your theme song?
I'm sure they're just flying in right now. Thanks for doing that at the end of the program so we don't get any suggestions.
If you carried a boombox to play your personal walk-up music, what would that song entitle?
Wow.
What would say to you?
It has to be upbeat, right? There's a lot of good stuff out there. I don't know. I mean, there's no way I could give you an answer on that.
Okay.
Because I kind of like pretty much all types of music. So
there you go.
I could walk up to a lot of stuff.
There you go. That's a valid answer to what your theme song would be.
Kind of like this, silence.
Yeah. Maybe that. I know. Because you're not a man that's ever lost for opinion nor words.
Don't forget, next week, all week long, we will be at Cunningham's for the Doug and Daddy Show. Monday is St. Patrick's Day, a special two-hour show because we want to go over all the NCAA tournament brackets. Jimmy Langan will be down there with me. We've got the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com. That baby is up right now. You can get registered. That way, when the brackets come out, you're ready to go. And again, it's free. We don't hound you. All we need is your contact information so that if you're a winner, we can get you your prizes. Just talk to anybody that's been a part of our promotions and winnings and contests before. We're not bugging you. We're just letting you know what's going on, and we want to make sure you're part of the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge brought to you by Cunningham's, the place to be for all the madness. We've got thousands of dollars in cash and prizes to be won, including Cunningham's cash, pizza a month for a year from Papa John's, and a lot more that we'll be telling you about once the NCAA tournament gets rolling. Fill out your brackets online at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can go to Cunningham's for lunch, supper. Fill one out at Cunningham's as well. It's the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge brought to you by our friends at Cunningham's Journal, 21st Street in downtown Kearney, where Madness Trivia will be going on throughout the week for cash. Cunningham's cash will be there all next week as well. Well, let's do it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I think this is one Damon would not have gotten. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. We'll give away a $25 gift card to Troutman's right now, 888-455-ESPN. That's how we like to wrap up our shows on Tuesday, 888-455-3776. Maybe get some corned beef for next week or whatever it is that you would like to have when it comes to enjoying the NCAA tournament. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
All right, Sean, we're talking Nebraska basketball today. Is that okay?
That works for me, I guess.
All right, brother, here we go. What is the highest, according to the Associated Press poll, what's the highest the Nebraska men's program has ever been ranked?
Wow. Well, we were receiving one vote earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
Let's say 25th.
No, not 25th. Try back. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Brooks.
Brooks, what's the highest the Nebraska men have ever been ranked in the Associated Press poll?
14th.
It is not 14. Try again. 888-455-ESPN. Do I give clues? Do I help them out? No, I'm not yet. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? What is the highest the Nebraska men's basketball team has ever been ranked?
Sixth.
It is not sixth. Try back. 888-455-3776. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I will give you one clue, because I think some people do know this. The 14, Nebraska's been better than that. The ranking is better than that. So let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Doug in Kearney.
Doug, do you know the answer? What's the highest the Nebraska men have ever been ranked in the Associated Press poll?
Number 11.
Number 11. See, that would have been my guess, and that's incorrect. And it shocked me. It is even better than number 11. They were ranked 11th in 1991 when they made the run and then were the 3 seed, and Xavier slapped us upside the face. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Brandon.
Brandon, do you know the answer? What's the highest the Nebraska men's basketball team has ever been ranked in the Associated Press poll?
Some reason number 9 is sticking out in my head.
Number 9 is a heck of a guess, but you better put it back in the head. I'm sorry, that's not right. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. It's better than 11. That was what we've already told folks, so that's where we're at right now. We've had a 9. We've had a 6. And I can tell you it's never been number 1, in case somebody's taking a shot in the dark there. Who are we chatting with?
Kent.
What is the highest the Nebraska men's basketball team has ever been rated in the AP poll?
10.
It is not 10. Try back. So it's not 11. It's not 10. It's not 9. So it's got to be better than 9, and it's not 1 or 6. We're whittling it down, Damon. We're whittling it down right here. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
What's the highest the Nebraska men have ever been rated?
I'll go with 8.
And that is correct. That was right where I was going to bring another question just to, well, upset our listeners. But why would you upset your listeners? You want a winner, and right there it is. Nebraska was ranked 8th for 1 week, the February 22nd, 1966 poll. And it doesn't matter when it was. Jason's the winner. We're going to hang you on here, and Jeff will get you hooked up. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Here's a couple of other things. Nebraska received 8 votes. One guy had us ranked 23rd this week, so that's 3 points right there. The last time Nebraska was ranked, 1994-95 season, they were ranked 19th. The highest ever ranking, 8th in 1966. They were 11th in 1991. So not only haven't they been to the dance for that long, it's been even longer since they have been rated. So there you go. One you didn't know.
No. Not at all.
What else you got for me? I did want to ask this, because I'll ask again next week. You follow a little bit of the basketball. Let's say you can have your pick. Who's your number one pick right now in the NCAA tournament? We're in an 8-man pool. Who you got? You're the first pick.
Florida.
Okay. Now I want to take that a step further. Florida, Villanova, and Arizona are all gone. You're the number 4 pick. That means Wichita State's the last number 1 on the line. Are you taking them, or are you taking somebody else?
I'm taking Wichita State.
Okay. Well, there you go. It'll be interesting when we get to that point, who takes Wichita State and who doesn't. I have said right now I like Villanova. And so for all the people out there that I do things like that with, they'll probably be
Well, you can have them, or I'll just take them. But I do like Villanova. I think right now, if I had the overall number one pick, it would be tough to take Villanova. But if you're in that 3-4 slot, 5, and they're still there, right off the board with Villanova. I'm still intrigued about where Michigan State's going to be, because no matter what, they always seem to do something in the tournament. We want to thank our plethora of guests today, starting with Stephen Bardot of the Big Ten Network, Kerry Hofstetter, Hastings College women's basketball coach, Jay Stair, Overton boys basketball coach, even a little wrestling with UNK's Mark Bauer. Tomorrow, UC Irvine head baseball coach Mike Gillespie is going to join us on the show. We'll talk a little Loper Lake tennis with Jake Salisbury of the Lopers, and more state basketball preview. Damon, get some wins this weekend, man.
That's the goal.
All of them? All four?
We're taking them one game at a time.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!